Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. I remember visiting my grandparents every summer. They were farmers who lived in the shadow of the Rocky Mountains. One reason I loved to visit was the copious amounts of ice cream my Grandma Eunice had hidden away for us. Another reason was the chance to ride big machines. But do you know what I remember to this day, even more than push pops or tractors? I remember my grandfather Lois read to us from his Bible after breakfast. He never read for very long, and it was never a big deal. But in those few minutes of reading, he modeled for the family what was important, and even a seasoned Christian regularly gets into God's Word. Young Pastor Timothy had models in his life too, a grandmother and mother who prioritized a relationship with the living God, women who passed their faith down to their son and grandson. Their faith meant so much to them that they gave it to those they loved most. And look what God accomplished in that generational gift. How many more generations have come to faith because Lois and Eunice passed down their faith? Maybe you never had that, a family that spent time in God's Word. Maybe you didn't even go to church growing up. Maybe your family went to church, but that was the extent of Jesus talk during the week. That's not easy, but you aren't alone. God has a habit of calling the unlikely into His kingdom and making them family. One final thought. Consider this your calling to be a Lois or Eunice to the children in your life, to your kids, your grandkids, a niece or nephew, or the kids in your classroom. What you and I believe is too good to not pass on. Dear Holy Spirit, thank you for giving me a family of faith, for those who have played spiritual mom and dad in my life. Keep them safe from harm and temptation. Give me opportunities to pass on what I believe to the next generation. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.